Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe. In this world filled with serious news reports and people doing stupid things, we say every little thing is gonna be all right. Yeah. Here's another story from a member of Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe.
Kennedy, we have Kendra Winter joining us inside the Good Vibe Tribe today.
Good morning, Kendra.
Good morning.
So, Kendra, you're going to talk with us about how we can help with your son, Aiden. So, Let's go back. I know he was in a pretty terrible car accident back in 2 years ago, I guess.
2023.
Or 2023.
Just before Christmas, December 20th of 2023.
Which was a horrible accident. As everything I understand, he's lucky to be alive. However, he requires a lot of medical care, and I know you've become an advocate for his. Can you tell us about what he was like as a young man growing up?
Oh, Aiden was... such a light. I have an email from a friend who, you know, Aiden has had a very close-knit group of friends since he was very little, you know, kindergarten and third grade. And one of the moms sent me a text to say, you know, that Aiden was just really a bright light in everyone's life. He's a funny, independent thinker, really just really delightful. He's a great kid.
And now he needs a lot of help.
Yeah, Aiden is 100% dependent upon others. He cannot communicate. He can make sounds, but he doesn't speak. We don't know what he understands. He's 100% confined to a wheelchair. He requires around-the-clock assistance. So he's been in, a variety of different rehabilitation settings. And if we are not able to, you know, bring him home, Aiden will have to live in a skilled nursing facility.
Yeah, so the plan is you would like to bring him back into the home.
Yeah.
But that's difficult. First of all, transportation, and that's why you're on the show this morning.
Yeah.
It's your goal to get yourself a specialized van so that you can transport Aiden, correct?
Yes, that's correct.
I had no idea they were so expensive.
Yeah, so somewhere in the vicinity of, you know, $85,000 to $95,000. And as somebody who drives a very old 2006 vehicle, you know, I had to be talked off the ledge of buying just the least expensive, oldest thing, because that's probably really not what's safest for Aiden. So in order to take him anywhere outside of the house, he needs to be transported in a specialized wheelchair van.
And not only that, but y'all had a house fire. So losing everything there.
2023, yeah, it was a very bad year in my bat house, yes.
And you have to refit the whole house.
Yeah, the kitchen had to be completely done. That work is, you know, was finished actually while Aiden was still in the hospital before he was first even discharged to go to rehab. So last March, in the span of 5 days, Aiden turned 19. He moved to a rehab for the first time, and then we were able to move back into the house. But we did have to do a lot of work to clean because there was an enormous amount of smoke damage. So we did have to refit the entire house, yes.
Even with all this going on in your life, you still seem like you're positive and upbeat, and you're still laughing.
Mm.
How do you keep that mindset?
So Aiden, you know, has never needed me more, you know, in his life. And so, you know, I really have to step up. This is what the job is, right? This is what the job is as a parent. I also have an older daughter, Aiden's older sister, who I'm enormously proud of. She's a clinical social worker in the public schools. And, you know, this cannot end her life. This accident has already cost the family and Aiden so much. So I really am responsible for modeling for her, like, every day, that there can still be joy. And you have to, you know, move on and live your life. Because if we're not able to support Aiden and enjoy our lives, then he also loses us as well. And that really is not an option.
Okay, so for the GoFundMe, you have a really big goal of $250,000 because there are a lot of expenses incurred.
And taking that off your shoulders, I think, would enable you just to be able to care for him and not worry every day where it's coming from, right?
Yeah. I mean, our situation is particularly complicated because we've really had to fight health insurance to help Aiden receive services. And so since January of last year, we were first living in Maine. We had moved to Maine for rehab for Aiden, and I moved with him. And now we're in Holyoke, Massachusetts, which is an hour and a half, 2 hours from the house. And so I'm back and forth to try to assist with the building process of outfitting the house with ramps and creating a bathroom that, you know, will support Aiden and providers. Care providers. So yeah, it's just been such an enormous challenge.
Oh, I'm sure insurance companies are just ready to pay for everything.
Oh,
no questions asked. So your goal?
You know who will? Our listeners.
Yes,
let's get it.
If you can help out. So the goal is $250,000. Right now, you are at $164,000. So you still have a little bit less than $100,000 to go. And if there's something that you can do, even if it's just $10 to help out Aiden, to help out Kendra and her family, who house fire, devastating car accident with their young son who probably just graduated high school not long after this accident, huh?
Aiden had graduated just before the accident. He was home on winter break after his first semester at college when his car unfortunately spun out of control after he hit ice.
Well, we're going to help you as much as we can today in spreading the word. If you want to text us here in the studio at 617-655-1234, again, 617-655-1234, we'll send you a direct link. We'll include the link in all of our posts on the podcast and on social media. And we would really ask that if you can help out in any way possible, This is exactly what the Good Vibe Tribe is all about. You face adversity in life and you just got to kind of pull yourself together.
Figure it out.
And you got to figure it out. And that's why we're here to help you figure it out. So again, text us here in the studio, 617-655-1234, to get a link to the GoFundMe page. Kendra, you and Aiden, your entire family, we're thinking about you. And you are now members of the Carson and Kennedy Good Vibe Tribe.
Thank you so very much. I'm so, so grateful. And we danced to you in the kitchen many a time. Had a little kitchen dance party.
We love a kitchen dance party.
Absolutely.
Thanks, Kendra.
Thank you so much.
Nice
so
to talk grateful. To you. We'll talk to you soon.
Take care. Thank you.
If you know someone who should be celebrated in the Carson and Kennedy Good Vibe Tribe, call or text us now. 617-655-1234. Keep up the good vibes there, Boston.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
She's got the Hollywood hookup. Gossiping 24/7. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Kennedy.
With Kennedy.
Yeah. Dirty is a service of Shaw's and Star Market. Go shopping, get rewarded. Well, actress Tara Reid was taken out of a Chicago hotel on a stretcher. She was in a hotel bar and moved from the lobby to a nearby ambulance on Sunday morning, according to some video I saw on TMZ. A spokesperson for the Public Safety Organization confirmed to People that a call for an ambulance came in from a Chicago area DoubleTree. For a sick person, the patient was transported to the hospital. There's pictures out there. It's pretty scary. She just looks completely, can't even stand up, can't even sit down. One of the people there was like, we're going to take you to your room. Okay. But then they were like, maybe we should call the paramedics. So they called the paramedics. They took her out of the hotel. And since then, Tara Reid has filed a police report after an incident in which she believes her drink was tampered with. She's cooperating fully with the investigation. She's recovering and asking for privacy during this traumatic time. She urges everyone to be careful, watch your drinks, and never leave them unattended, as this can happen to anyone.
She's not making
further comments at this stage.
Isn't it sad that's immediately what my brain went to when you said that she ended up in the hospital and she was out at a bar? Like, it's sad that that's what we have to think about.
I mean, she spent the better part of the late 90s and early 2000s doing just that. But That's not to say that that's what happened.
Right.
It can happen anywhere to anybody in a glass of water. So I hope she's okay. Serena Carpenter wrapped up her tour, and every tour stop, she arrests somebody for being too hot.
Yes.
And for her last show, she arrested Miss Piggy.
Are you enjoying the show? Yes! I'm loving it! I do have a few notes. I'll share them with you after the show.
I just thought that was fantastic.
Was it six nights she sold out in LA to finish up the tour?
I mean, probably.
Something like that?
Yeah, she's kind of amazing.
Just a force right now. Good for her.
For those of you out there who have a Swiftie in your life, she dropped three more limited edition holiday vinyls of The Life of a Showgirl. They'll only be available until 11 a.m. today. The collection includes the Honestly Wild Transparent vinyl, the Lit Up My Sky Orange Metallic vinyl, and the Sparkly Sequins Are Forever Magenta Glitter vinyl.
When is it enough, Kenny?
All featuring the album's original bathtub cover art. If you can get your hands on it, I wish you the best of luck. There's also festive clothing, ornaments, and other holiday items that are on her website.
Dan, if you're not online already trying to get that for your girlfriend for Christmas, what are you even doing with your life?
She doesn't even have a record player. What does she need vitals for?
Well, then, well, there
I
you
hang
go.
Mine
that's
on the wall.
That's another. I have mine hanging on the wall, too. But I do have a record player. That's another idea for a gift, Dan. She would love that.
Mm-hmm.
Go old school, get some vinyl. No? Okay. I love it.
We're strapped for space in this little apartment.
They're not big, Dan. Bah humbug.
And just real quick, like Jordan Hudson posted a picture on her Insta Spaces yesterday with an all access pass for UNC areas, I guess.
Right.
And the podcaster by the name of Pablo Torre had done that whole deep dive about her and that she was not going to be allowed on the field or anywhere. Needless to say, she's been on the field and wherever she wanted to go. And she posted a picture saying, I'm suing you. Do I think she's suing him? Absolutely not. Do I think it was a fierce burn? 100%.
Also, probably not smart as somebody who got in trouble for posting their all-access badge during Mix Fest when it was down at the Esplanade and getting called into Sal's office.
Well, the difference being that they know what she looks like and stuff. Yeah.
No,
you know,
but
what
I'm saying is you can't post an all, they tell you, don't post your all-access.
They told you.
Yeah, you're not dating Bill Belichick.
Oh yeah, she gets to do whatever she wants. Is that how that works?
I don't think.
Did you hear all the heat he's catching too? You know, they've had a terrible season. They're not making a bowl game, and I guess we had talked about that he went to this cheerleading competition to watch her compete, which was the night before one of their games, and people are like, "Bro, you're at a cheerleading competition the night before you're supposed to be playing this big game that could make or break your season." I don't know how he lasts through the end of the season.
No, they suck.
Yeah, I
well,
it would
he's got
really
a big contract, so I imagine.
It's going to shock me if he doesn't get relieved of his duties by the end of the season.
And that's what I got.
Thank you, Kenny.
You bet.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's going to school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man, you're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no, oh no.
Stop, game time.
Can't Beat Kennedy, presented by Subaru of New England. Let your love give back during the Subaru of New England Share the Love event. Kennedy, say hello to Jocelyn from Nashua.
Good morning.
Good morning, how are you?
I am living the dream, how are you?
Oh, wish I was not driving to work.
I wish I wasn't already here.
True.
We kick Kennedy out of the studio, Jocelyn.
Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
You too. Thanks.
So you understand how this works. Five pop culture trivia questions. You answer more right than Kennedy. You will win yourself $100 if you tie Kennedy. Unfortunately, that is a loss for you. Looking at the big board, Kennedy has 6,377 wins. Only 463 losses. That's pretty good.
She's not bad.
She's not bad.
Yep.
She's gone into that soundproof studio. Are you ready, Jocelyn?
As ready as I'll ever be.
Hot on the heels of Wicked, there are two Wizard of Oz-themed horror movies on the way. One is called Gale, Yellow Brick Road, and the other is titled Dorothy, The Haunting of Oz. What is Dorothy's dog's name?
Toto.
Teddy Swims' biggest hit just went certified diamond, making it the 200th song in U.S. history to reach 10 million certified units. What is the name of his biggest song?
Of course, I'm blanking this morning.
That's all right.
I cannot remember.
Hillary, don't worry. We'll play it again in 7 minutes.
Yeah, it happens.
Hillary Duff will neither confirm nor deny that her new song, Mature, is about Leonardo DiCaprio. Which decade of his life is Leo in?
His fifth decade?
Tara Reid was stretchered out of a hotel bar in Chicago over the weekend, barely coherent and unable to stand. She says she only ordered one drink and she thinks someone drugged it. Which famous Boston athlete did Reid date on and off for a spell in the early 2000s?
Boston athlete. Who is the woman's name?
Tara Reid, the actress.
Okay. No idea.
All right. Question number five. Glenn Powell may have a new woman in his life. He was seen at a country bar in Texas over the weekend getting in some line dancing with actress Michelle Randolph. It's the second time they were seen together recently. Powell currently has a movie in theaters. What is it called?
I think I need to go to movies more. No idea.
Okay, let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy! Do you know how to line dance, Carson? I've never been.
Yes, I'm a very good line dancer.
You know what? I believe that, actually. You
can do the boot scoot and boogie, the tush push, all of them, yeah. And I'm not a bad two-stepper either, Dan.
Is there really one called the tush push?
Yeah.
I thought that was just a play from the Philadelphia Eagles.
No. Yeah.
I learned something today.
I DJed at a country bar for a very long time before I got into radio.
You have lived many lives.
I haven't lived many lives, Dan. The Red Roper, it was called, Dan. It was so big, there was an airplane hanging from the ceiling. Kennedy, welcome back. Jocelyn got 2 out of 5 correct.
All right, well done.
Yeah, these are tough. You ready?
Yep.
Hot on the heels of Wicked, there are 2 Wizard of Oz-themed horror movies on the way. One is called Gale, Yellow Brick Road, and the other is titled Dorothy, The Haunting of Oz. What is Dorothy's dog's name?
Toto.
See what happened, Kennedy? You opened the door for other stories, and now you got this, too. Tied at 1. Question number 2. Teddy Swims' biggest hit just went certified diamond, making it the 200th song in U.S. history to reach 10 million certified units. What is the name of his biggest song?
Lose Control.
Do you see if Billboard is changing the rules now on how they count hits because of this song?
No.
Because it's been on the charts so long, they're rewriting the rules to say if it's been on for X amount of weeks, it can no longer be considered a part of the charts. I think it's like 76 weeks or something. And it's because of how long this song has been on the charts. Hillary Duff will neither confirm or deny her new song, Mature, is about Leonardo DiCaprio. What decade of life is he in?
He's in his 50s.
3-2. Question number 4. Tara Reid was stretchered out of a hotel bar in Chicago over the weekend, barely coherent and unable to stand. She says she only ordered one drink and she thinks someone drugged it. Which famous Boston athlete did Tara Reid date on and off for a spell in the early 2000s?
Did she date Tom Brady?
She did date
She sure did. And 13-year-old Dan was very jealous. I was like, this guy's winning Super Bowls and dating Tara Reid?
That's fantastic.
Come on.
4-2. Question number 5. Glenn Powell may have a new woman in his life. He was seen at a country bar in Texas over the weekend getting in some line dancing with actress Michelle Randolph. It's the second time they were seen together. Powell currently has a movie in theaters. What is it called?
Oh, I don't know.
It's a remake, The Running Man.
Oh, right.
Yeah. So 4-2 is the final score. Nice work, Kennedy.
Thank you.
Yep. Dan, nice job writing the questions, too.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Jocelyn, unfortunately, you don't get the money, but thank you for calling in to play this morning. We hope you get some time off over the Thanksgiving holiday, okay?
Thank you.
All right. What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
My name is Jocelyn, and I'm from Nashville, and I cannot beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun. Are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Is pineapple on pizza a jailable offense?
Dude, this is pineapple.
Try before you deny.
Is Samsung better than Apple?
You're crazy.
Does anyone really like avocado toast?
Can I ask you a question? Absolutely not.
It's Hot Take Tuesday.
Tuesday.
Where bad opinions come to die.
One of us gives a hot take.
Boom! Hot take!
The rest of us burn it down. And friends, you're gonna need some aloe.
Hot Take Tuesday. Let's go!
617-655-1234. You can call or text with your hot take. We're going to do ones around Thanksgiving, but yours can be about anything you choose. Again, 617-655-1234. Cranberry sauce should not be served in the shape of a can. There, I said it.
Get
the real cranberry sauce.
It's Hot Take Tuesday.
Producer Dan, you have one?
Yes. 2:30 is the optimal Thanksgiving dinner time. If you're doing it at a different time, you're incorrect.
It's Hot Take Tuesday.
And I have thoughts about that, but Kennedy says to be brief.
I know, we're all feeling shell-shocked this morning. We're making it as quick as possible. Kennedy, you have one?
Yeah. The playlist is just as important as the potatoes or whatever. You know? Music is important, I think, when having an event. But you can't, like... It needs to be something that everybody can get behind. You know what I mean?
It's Hot Take Tuesday.
No.
Tuesday.
Nothing
Tuesday.
Is as important as the potatoes on Thanksgiving.
Good enough.
Harper and Colton, who are 10 and 12, are in for Hot Take Tuesday. Good morning, Harper.
Good morning. Colton had to go for school.
Oh, no.
Well, you got this. What is it?
Our hot take is that candy canes have the absolute worst design ever.
It's Hot Take Tuesday.
I agree. Brittle.
Well, how should they be shaped?
Because like, it's like every time you try to open them, they break. And who wants a broken candy cane? Like, that's just unacceptable, people.
And then you can't get the plastic wrapper off, and your fingers get all... It is a bad design.
Yep.
That you need to go on Shark Tank with a new candy cane design, Harper. You're going to make billions.
Children of the future. As kids go in place.
Thank you, Harper.
Thank you. That is great. I tell Colton we said hello. Melanie is from Stoneham. Good morning, Melanie.
So I called in for the exact opposite of what your hot take was.
Let him have it.
Cranberry jelly should only come out of a can. It's delicious that way, and the fresh stuff is gross.
Tuesday.
Do you prefer stuffing out of a box or homemade?
Homemade. Everything else, homemade. But that cranberry jelly, it's got to be shaped like a can.
What is...
I agree. It's the only way to put it on a sandwich.
You've been assimilated. You think the
just
pilgrims
you don't agree doesn't make it wrong.
Opening up a can of jellied what, and even the look of it. It has the indentations of the can.
Yeah, it's the best.
What's
the best?
That?
What, you like that chunky stuff? Chunky, fresh stuff? Oh,
with actual flavor? Yes, it's so good.
Oh, no, with actual cranberries? Yes.
Ray is from Rhode Island. Good morning, Ray. Hot Take Tuesday, what do you have?
Good morning. Excuse me. Seinfeld just wasn't that funny.
It's Hot Take Tuesday.
Say this a little bit louder for our boss, Sal, please.
It's Sal's favorite show of all time.
I appreciate everybody's opinions, but not for me. I'll give you the other half of that. It goes along with Monty Python way over Benny Hill.
Huh?
If you're old enough to know those.
Monty Python is so much more clever than Benny Hill running around after half-naked women.
No, I think he said Monty Python over Benny Hill.
Is that what you said?
Yeah, I believe that's what he said.
But
yes.
Monty Python wins every time. You can't watch Monty Python and then sit down and fight your way through Benny Hill.
Right, yeah. You were agreeing
that's
on
hilarious.
That one. Kennedy was ready
old
to fight.
Old dude hot takes.
thank you, Ray. Let's see, Rebecca, good morning.
Good morning.
Hot Take Tuesday, what do you have?
When adults say, I gotta pee.
Wow.
It's Hot Take Tuesday.
I literally say that at least twice a day.
She does, all the time.
Because I forget, and then you have a break, and you're like, oh, I gotta go, and I always just say, I have to pee. Should I say something different? Is it not ladylike?
I just am like, I've gotta go to the bathroom. I just don't get it. It's a hot take. It drives me crazy.
You but do use it.
What are you doing once you get to the bathroom?
Utilizing the
bathroom. I don't want to know.
You're peeing.
I don't want to know.
So, just don't say it is what she's saying, and you just excuse yourself and go instead of announcing to the world, I have to go pee.
Oh, who cares?
You know, just going instead of announcing.
I understand.
Okay. I never really thought about it, but Kennedy, you do it a couple of times in the show.
All the time.
I got to go pee. I'll be back.
Pretty much. I just want to let you know where I'm at.
How long is that Sabrina Carpenter song?
I don't want to disappear.
That's
you know?
That's what Kennedy always says.
Kennedy, I would appreciate if you would start saying, please excuse me to the powder room.
Done. Please excuse me to the powder room.
It's fine. You're going to go
thank
pee?
Thank you. Yes.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
It's Hot Take Tuesday.
617-655-1234. Call or text that number. You have a hot take or you want to talk about our hot takes. If you are eating cranberry sauce that has the lines in the can in it, there is something wrong with you. You need to seek medical help.
Why do you insult people with your hot take? Like,
have
it can
you...
be your hot take, but it doesn't have to make other people bad because they like it.
No, I like that he draws a line in the sand.
You do your hot take your way, and I'll do mine my way.
Good enough.
Producer Dan's hot take.
2:30 is the optimal time for Thanksgiving dinner. It gives you enough time for pre-meal snacking, post-meal nap, and several leftover plates. If you're eating at like 5 or 6, you're eating way too late. 2:30, optimal time.
Kennedy's hot take?
The playlist is important.
You said it was more important than the mashed potatoes.
Mm-hmm. I think it's important.
Die on that hill.
What's on your playlist?
Who, me?
Yeah.
I haven't hosted a Thanksgiving dinner in 1,200 years.
You just know you need a vibe.
Well, yeah. Like, if you go to someone's house and they're playing, like, weird whatever, and you're trying to have conversation, like, makes it difficult. That's all.
Producer Dan, I'm going to pull up my playlist here in just a moment while we're taking our hot takes, because I have a Thanksgiving Day playlist. The
I
same
believe
playlist.
That. It's a Friday free-for-alls.
It is not. Allison is from Topsfield. Hot Take Tuesday, what do you have?
All right, so it's not really a hot take. It's more of a PSA. People need to simmer down at Market Basket this next week. You're only there because you can afford food. So being mean to other customers, being mean to the cashiers, like, I'm not here for it.
It's Hot Take Tuesday.
Why are you mean at the Market Basket?
They're so mean. And it's like, you can afford food. There's nothing, like, calm down.
I'm here for it. Thank you.
People
that is
that
a good public
who
service
work
announcement.
Make me so angry.
Yeah. People that are rude to retail workers are awful.
Ugh.
Gabby from Franklin, Hot Take Tuesday.
This is Thanksgiving related, and I think that stuffing is only worth eating if it was cooked in the turkey.
Really?
It's Hot Take Tuesday.
I make a mean stuffing that goes nowhere near the insides of a turkey.
I'm trash. I like stovetop. I'll do whatever.
But take the stovetop and stuff it in the turkey.
All it right. is so good stuffed. My wife, though, is from the South, and they do dressing, which is different. They cook it in a casserole dish. It's much more moist. It's just a completely different thing. I miss the old days of the stuffing inside the turkey. So good.
Yeah.
All right, I'm with you on that one. We have one that would like to remain anonymous for Hot Take Tuesday. What do you got?
I said that gentle parenting should be outlawed. It is ruining early education.
It's Hot Take Tuesday.
I don't know what that means, but I will take your word for it.
Our parents definitely did it different than we do it. That is for sure. Our parents and our grandparents did it different.
They need to hear no, and they need to have some disappointment before they come to school.
I'm here for
Tell
it.
Tell them.
I was going to say, when I was a kid, sometimes a timeout wasn't enough to scare me. You needed to get a little more intense, that's all I'll say.
Kayla from New Hampshire, Hot Take Tuesday. What do you have?
Thanksgiving is not complete without the appetizers.
It's Hot Take Tuesday.
Such as?
Yeah, what are the apps?
You have to have the cheese and crackers. You have to have the deviled egg. We usually circulate between doing, like, mini lobster rolls or those, like, little, I call them little weenies with the bacon wrapped around them. Those are usually our go-to, but there's nothing better than having a drink, nibbling on some things, and getting the latest tea from the family.
Oh, I love
eggs.
It. You just painted a picture, girl.
Yes, all right.
I've never seen lobster rolls on a Thanksgiving spread, but it's very New England.
There should be.
That's pretty good. Anne Marie, Hot Take Tuesday, what do you have?
Hi, my hot take is when people say, I just seen her. No, you just saw her. That drives me crazy.
It's Hot Take Tuesday.
Anne-Marie, the grammar police.
Well, she's not wrong.
I know she's not wrong.
It's remarkably incorrect.
I mean, I see what you're saying.
Yeah, I got some blue lights behind me, so I think I got revved up on that, so I need to go.
Oh,
oh no.
Bye.
Bye.
The police just seen you speeding.
It's Hot Take Tuesday.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no, oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Can't Beat Kennedy, presented by Subaru of New England. Let your love give back during the Subaru of New England Share the Love event. Learn more at SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say good morning to Ingrid from West Roxbury.
Hi, Ingrid.
What's up, Kennedy?
You know.
Hi.
Always bringing the vibes, Ingrid is.
Ingrid's one of my favorite callers. I love her.
What? Thank you.
Will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, Ingrid?
Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you. You too.
So, Ingrid, you know how this works. There are five pop culture trivia questions. If you answer more right than Kennedy, you're going to win yourself $1,000 this morning.
Yes, I am.
Kennedy has gone into that soundproof studio. Ingrid, are you ready?
I am.
The 34th season finale of Dancing with the Stars is at 8 p.m. on ABC. Which of these is not a traditional ballroom dance? Which one is not?
Ooh.
The Vienna Waltz? The Foxtrot or the Dougie?
I'm thinking the Dougie.
Should be.
Right? Justin Bieber was photographed peeing on a golf course in California on Sunday. It's been about 12 years since he was famously caught peeing in a restaurant mop bucket. What is a birdie in golf terminology? What does it mean?
What's a birdie?
Yeah.
I'm going to say before you get the hole-in-one.
All right, question number three. Yeah. Christine Applegate, 54 today. She played Kelly Bundy on Married with Children and Veronica Corningstone in this movie opposite Will Ferrell. Take a listen.
You are acting like a baby.
I'm not a baby. I'm a man. I'm a man who discovered the wheel and built the Eiffel Tower out of metal and brawn. That's what kind of man I am.
I will have you know that I have more talent and more intelligence in my little finger than you do in your entire body, sir.
Yes, sir. Name the movie.
Oh, my goodness, I can see it right now. Not Newsroom. Male Reporter, I won't say that. No, I know it's not right. Male Reporter.
All right,
I know.
Question number four. A new survey asked people which items they'd ban from Thanksgiving if they could, and the top response was green bean casserole.
What
is the can of soup that is traditionally used in green bean casserole?
Cream of mushroom?
Yeah, you always have 22 cans of that somewhere down in the cabinet.
Yep.
And question number five, there's a list of celebrity people. There's a list of celebrities people think are cringe, and Katy Perry topped the list at number one. What song did Katy Perry sing on her live stream during the Blue Origin spaceflight that some people thought was cringy?
Fireworks.
All right, let's get Kennedy back into the studio, please.
Kennedy!
Ingrid, any big plans for Thanksgiving?
I'm having 25 people over. My family's coming. My partner's family's coming. We are crazy because we're usually restaurant people. We go to a restaurant. I'm like, no, let's cook this year. We're insane.
Are you cooking for 25 insane. People?
No, Roast Brothers is.
You're a smart lady.
All right. Ingrid, I believe Kennedy got 2 out of 5.
No!
Well done, friend.
Yeah. These are tough. $1,000 on the line for Ingrid. Question number one. The 34th season finale of Dancing with the Stars is at 8 p.m. on ABC. Which of these is not a traditional ballroom dance, Kennedy? Pay attention closely. Which one is not? Vienna Waltz.
Mm-hmm.
The Foxtrot. Or the Dougie.
The Dougie.
Thought we were going to trip you up on that one.
Teach me how to Dougie. Teach me how to Dougie.
Tied at one. Question number two. Justin Bieber was photographed peeing on a golf course in California on Sunday. It's been 12 years since he was famously caught peeing in a restaurant mop bucket.
Excuse me. Using the restroom, please.
What is a birdie in golf terminology, Kennedy?
A birdie is one under par?
2-1. Christine Applegate, 54 today. No, you did not get it right. You said it was something before a hole-in-one.
Yeah,
I don't even know what that means.
Your answer didn't even completely make sense, to be honest with you.
Christina Applegate, 54 today. She played Kelly Bundy on Married with Children and Veronica Corningstone in this movie opposite Will Ferrell. Take a listen.
You are acting like a baby.
I'm not a baby. Ooh. I'm a man. I'm a man who discovered the wheel and built the Eiffel Tower out of metal and brawn. That's what kind of man I am.
I will have you know that I have more talent and more intelligence in my little finger than you do in your entire body, sir.
Sir.
Anchorman.
Yes, it is Anchorman. Yes!
And he says, go back to your home on an island that I can't say on the radio.
3-1. Question number four. A new survey asked people which items they'd ban from Thanksgiving if they could, and the top response was green bean casserole. That's because they haven't had Kennedy's.
I mean...
What is the can of soup that is traditionally used in green bean casserole?
Cream of mushroom.
Yeah, check that expiration date. It's been there a while. 4-2. Question number five. There's a list of celebrities people think are cringe, and Katy Perry was number one. Which song did Katy Perry sing on her live stream during her Blue Origin spaceflight that some people thought was cringy?
Oh, crap. I don't remember.
What a
wonderful world. I was thinking it.
Yep. 4-2 is close. The final score.
Yeah.
It was not close. Well, we love you. Well, Ingrid, you and all of those wonderful family and friends that are coming, you have a wonderful Thanksgiving, okay?
You also. Thank you so much.
All right. What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
This is Ingrid from West Roxbury, and I came in second place.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Max McNown, along with AJR, playing December 13th at Aganis Arena. You can buy tickets for that show right now if you go to LiveNation.com or Ticketmaster.com. Bring a new unwrapped toy for our 10,000 Toys for Girls and Boys. Had a chance to sit down with Max McNown via video last week. And he's going to talk about his toxic trait for the holidays, Kennedy, which I think as a young couple, you may remember this when you first got married and what things were like with you and your ex-husband. Okay, just follow along for that.
All right.
And then, you know, if you've not heard of him, like I said, he's a newer artist. And we were just talking about, like, his vibe. I don't want to compare one artist to another artist. But, you know, you think like Lumineers or Nathaniel Rateliff or Noah Kahan, right? You're kind of in that vibe. And that's what we were talking about.
It's like intimate rock. It's vulnerable rock. It's like rock that it's lyric driven. But it is the joke online that I've seen about Noah Kahan is he writes the most depressing songs you've ever heard to the happiest tunes you could possibly sing. Yes. And he's actually one of my greatest inspirations, Noah Kahan. So, yeah, I mean, I'd love to follow that path.
Have you written any lyrics where when you got done writing it, you were like, this is either the greatest thing I've ever written or I'm going to have to apologize to somebody for this?
Not really, to be honest. There have been vulnerable songs that I've wondered if I should put out. Our minds are always kind of changing and shifting, and I think sometimes I'll listen to a song so many times that what I once was extremely passionate about and firm on, I will be like, maybe I shouldn't. And it's like when you say a word too many times and it doesn't make any sense. That happens to me with a lot of songs, but I try to stay away from too much controversy, so I haven't really had anything.
Okay.
You know, there are a couple statements about getting married young in the next album, and just because that's kind of my experience I'm going through right now, and everybody does things differently, so I'd say like those lines maybe would be the closest to I don't want to outcast anybody, but at the same time I want to write songs that are me, so I want to make sure that, you know, I'm not mean. I'm just saying how I did it, and I'm happy how I'm doing it.
I was married when I was, I think, 24 years old. So it's a life-changing
event. I just got married at 24.
Congratulations.
I'm 24 now. Yeah. Thank you.
So now that you're getting into these bigger rooms, every artist has that ritual, pre-show ritual. Are there crystals? Are you doing push-ups?
Fake cocaine.
Listen, everybody, it's rock and roll, baby. Let her rip.
No. We are the most chill. There's an iPhone game called Brawl Stars. Shout out Brawl Stars.
Oh, my God. My son loves this game. Of course, he's going to be 15 this week. So,
well, I've probably played against him. He's probably lasered me, and I've probably rage quit.
Oh, my God.
I play a lot of Brawl Stars backstage. Yep. Backstage is filled with journaling, Brawl Stars, and naps. And then once it's go time, I usually about an hour before the show, I kick out any of the guests that I had, and I kind of get into show mode.
Right.
And I start with a 15 to 20 minute vocal warm up. Kristen Rogers is my vocal coach, and she was out with Hozier for a while, and now she's with Post Malone, and she's incredible. So I have voice memos from the first day we ever worked together, and she taught me some stuff, and I still listen to them after 2 years before every single show. And so after that, usually I do a honey lemon drop. And then we usually just circle up. We say a quick prayer, typically centered around gratitude and just anything we're worried about right now. It's nice to zoom out before you go on stage and realize that no matter what happens, it's such a gift to be doing what we're doing.
With it being the holidays, what is your toxic holiday trait? Do you wait and buy gifts the day before?
Oh,
or are you judging wrapping paper?
So my toxic holiday trait, definitely procrastination, and being recently married, my wife loves to get gifts right after Halloween. So we have not had any trouble. We have a list of all of the family members. I've never been someone who's gotten all my family members gifts. There's seven of us in my family. And just last year, for the first time, I got a gift for each of them.
They all know it's from your wife. They know it's
exactly. It's like the dad watching the kids open gifts on Christmas morning and he has no idea what they got. Yeah, that's basically going to be what it's like. But I would say the most toxic trait I have, I used to do it with my siblings. I would be always the first one to wake up, and I would first go down. It would usually be about 5:30 or 6 a.m. I can never sleep later than that on Christmas morning. And I would walk down and sit in front of the Christmas tree and listen to Frank Sinatra and Michael Bublé sing Christmas songs for about 20 to 30 minutes. And then immediately when that was done, I would run and jump up and down on the beds of all my siblings and wake them up far before they want to be awake because it's Christmas and they need to get going.
Get out of bed.
Yeah, exactly. And you'd think that I would have grown out of that, but I think if I was living at home, I'd still do it.
We appreciate you taking a few minutes to chat with us. We're super excited to have you come in and play this holiday show for us here in Boston. And we'll see you when you get to town. We should have a lot of fun.
Love it. Thank you so much.
All right. Nice to talk to you, Max. Take it easy.
Yeah. Good talking to you.
All right. There he is, Max McNeil.
What a sweet boy.
Right?
He is like a nice guy, huh?
I love that.
He is. And, you know, he really garnered a lot of views and clicks on social media. So you can see he is very comfortable in front of the camera. You know, a lot of artists, when they're first coming out, it's kind of hard to get stuff out of them. But he was super comfortable. It was like, it was an engaging conversation. I thoroughly enjoyed it. I can't wait to see him perform.
Yeah, for sure.
I think he's going to crush it. Again, if you want to get tickets for Deck the Hall Ball, Kennedy and I are going to be performing again this year.
Woo woo.
Yep, we're going to be starting rehearsals very soon. We're adding 22 songs to the repertoire this year, Dan.
Full two-hour set.
Absolutely not.
And then AJR is going to do two songs, and Max is going to do two songs, and that'll be the show. No, that's not entirely true. Anyway, we do remind you, if you're coming to the show, please, a new unwrapped toy for our 10,000 Toys for Girls and Boys.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Black Friday? More like Black Friday, yay! Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor, ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
All right, we're going to drop the dirty here. We're going to go off book for just a few minutes because tomorrow on the show, guys, Chef Jason Santos is going to be hanging out with us in studio for a couple of hours.
That's fantastic. I love it when he's here.
Yeah, you might change your mind by tomorrow when the show's done.
No, not ever.
Yeah, we got something planned for you.
All right.
We got something planned for you, don't we, Dan?
And it's what we had to do last time?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, you're going to hate that.
Yep.
I'm not scared of much, so bring it.
Mm-hmm. You say that now till you put some larvae pupil in your mouth, and then you might change your opinion.
Y'all know I'll try anything once, twice if it's fun.
Mm. It's not going to be fun.
It's not going to be fun.
He's really good at his chefing job. So
let's
Chef Jason Santos on the show tomorrow, which means there won't, you know, because we have the short week, we're not going to have the Impossible Parody, any of that stuff. And producer Dan had a great idea that maybe we should dig into the vault of one of your parodies.
Gosh, I hardly remember.
Digging in the crates,
what
Kennedy.
I've done.
You remember back in the 80s, Kennedy, you would flip through the milk crate and you go, and you pull it out and look at it and go, nah, not that one. Flip some more, pull that. Oh, yeah, this one right here. Which one did you pull out, Dan?
So this is a 2023 classic.
Okay.
Great year, vintage.
Oh, vintage.
And it's set to Let's Get This Party Started by Pink.
Okay.
And it's called Get This Turkey Started.
Oh, okay.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Since Wednesday night, everybody's counting on me to get it right. My husband invited one of his dumb friends. I'll act like I like him, so I guess I'll pretend. Kids are of no help sitting behind screens. Oh my freaking God, did I forget the green beans? Cousin B brought the wine. Promise not to drink too much, we'll all be just fine. If you come in here one more time just to ask, when will it be ready, you can kiss. Ollie's back from college and he smells like weed. Okay, everybody, it's almost time to feed. Inside of this room, I wait a whole year for this afternoon. They might drive me crazy and make me want to scream, but to have us all together is really a dream. Thankful for our families and all of our friends. I'm not washing dishes when this dinner ends.
Still something to get you in the holiday spirit.
I like it. I forgot about that one entirely. Mm. It's wild how quickly things leave my brain.
It's a good one.
That's all right, Kennedy. Stuff never stays in mind, so it all comes out in the wash.
It's all good.
Mm.
Well, thank you for finding that, Dan.
Of course.
That was great. Thanks, Dan.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no.
Game time.
Campy Kennedy, presented by Subaru of New England. Let your love give back during the Subaru of New England Share the Love event. Kennedy, say to Courtney from Rentham.
Hi, Courtney.
Hello.
Also, her husband and two kids in the car headed to New York City for Thanksgiving.
Oh, nice.
I'm excited.
What's everybody's names?
My husband is Jesse, and my two daughters are Lucy and Lila.
Good morning, Lucy. Good morning, Lila.
Say hi, guys.
Say hi.
Oh, there you go, Kennedy. That'll get you going to the holidays, yeah. Right? All right, will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please?
Kennedy, would you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you.
Lucy and Lila are locked in for battle, Kennedy.
Five pop culture trivia questions. You answer more right than Kennedy. You win yourself $100. Of course, if you tie Kennedy, that's a loss for you. She's now over in that soundproof studio. She can't hear anything that is happening. Question number one, the Michael Jordan of hot dogs, Joey Chestnut, turns 42 years old today. He is the 17-time world champion of the 4th of July hot dog eating competition. Where does it take place every year?
Coney Island.
Reggae legend Jimmy Cliff passed away yesterday. His biggest hit, I Can See Clearly Now, was featured in which film about the Jamaican Olympic bobsled team?
Cool Runnings.
There's a list of celebrities people think are cringe, and Benson Boone made the top 10 with people saying it's that dang mustache and half-unbuttoned shirt. Which singing competition show first brought Benson to the spotlight in 2021?
American Idol.
Sabrina Carpenter arrested another fan for being too hot during her show Sunday night in Los Angeles. This time, the fan was Miss Piggy. It was the very last show of her over year-long world tour. What's the tour called?
The Short and Sweet Tour.
Did Jesse know that?
I don't know. I think we put it together. I don't know.
And question number five, Jerry O'Connell and John Stamos surprised fans by finally ending their feud at Howie Mandel's 70th birthday party, sharing a photo. The bad blood was over John's ex-wife and Jerry's current spouse. What is her name?
Rebecca Romaine.
I mean, Jesse is a machine out there.
Yep.
Let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
Jesse is crushing it. Okay. Kennedy, welcome back.
Hello.
You better buckle up.
Yeah. Courtney, by proxy, Jesse, got 5 out of 5 correct.
Well done, friends.
These are tough, Kennedy. I'm not going to tell you which ones you got to right or wrong. It adds to the suspense.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Yep.
The Michael Jordan of hot dogs, Joey Chestnut, turns 42 years old. Today, he is the 17-time world champion of the 4th of July hot dog eating competition. Where does that take place every year?
Coney Island.
Reggae legend Jimmy Cliff passed away yesterday. His biggest hit, I Can See Clearly Now, was featured in which film about the Jamaican Olympic bobsled team?
Cool Runnings.
There's a list of celebrities people think are cringe, and Benson Boone made the top 10 with people saying it's that dang mustache and half-unbuttoned shirt.
Haters.
Which singing competition show first brought Benson to the spotlight in 2021?
I don't know the answer. The Voice.
Question number four. Sabrina Carpenter arrested another fan for being too hot during her show Sunday in Los Angeles. This time, the fan was Miss Piggy. It was her very last show of her over year-long world tour. What was the tour called?
Short and Sweet.
Jerry O'Connell and John Stamos surprised fans by finally ending their feud at Howie Mandel's 70th birthday party, sharing a photo. The bad blood was over John's ex-wife and Jerry's current spouse. Who is she?
Rebecca Romaine.
Question number one, you said Coney Island. Tied at one. Question number two, you said Cool Runnings. Question number four, you said Short and Sweet. Question number five, you said Rebecca Romaine. And question number three, you said The Voice.
I did.
It is American Idol.
Was he really?
He was named to the top 20 and he left the show.
Wow. Oh, wow. Right.
Five to four, guys. Is the final score. And Courtney, you get the win. Nice job. That is right. Giving away Sal's money before the holidays.
Yep. It's a Thanksgiving miracle.
Yes, that is so good. Well, congratulations to you. Have a wonderful time in New York City with the girls.
Yeah, have so much fun.
Thank you so much.
Kennedy, what do you want to say to Courtney?
My name is Kennedy. I'm from Quincy, and I can't beat Courtney.
Or Jesse.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Can't Be Kennedy, presented by Subaru of New England. Let your love give back during the Subaru of New England Share the Love event. Kennedy, please welcome Elaine from Worcester.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, Carson. Good morning, Dan.
Hello.
Elaine, will you kick Kennedy out?
Kennedy, could you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
You too.
Five pop culture trivia questions, Elaine. You answer more correctly than Kennedy, you're going to win yourself $1,000.
It's a lot of turkey.
Oh, it sure is.
That'd be nice, right?
It would be fantastic.
All right, Kennedy's gone. Let's do this. Remember, if you tie, that's a loss for you. Question number one. 7 years ago today in 2018, Creed 2 was released. Which actor plays the boxer Adonis Creed in the movies?
Oh, Michael B. Jordan.
Nicole Kidman says, I'm hanging in there, as she navigates her split. From whom?
Keith Urban.
Kim Kardashian's legal drama is one of the worst reviewed TV shows ever, but it performed well enough to earn a second season. Name the show.
Oh my gosh. I have no idea.
All right. Question number four.
Not a clue.
One of this R&B singer's fans may have taken Let Me Love You way too literally during a recent show, reaching in and grabbing his crotch mid-performance.
Whoa.
Oh.
Who is he? What's his name? He sings Let Me Love You. R&B singer. You want to sing a few bars, Dan?
I don't.
I'm going to guess The Weeknd. I know that's not right.
And question number five. Scarlett Johansson will star in a new Exorcist movie. It's being touted as a fresh, bold take on the franchise. It's not a remake or a sequel, but it will supposedly take place in the same universe. Who starred as the child in the original?
Linda Blair.
All right, let's get Kennedy back into the studio, please.
Kennedy!
That's pretty good, Elaine. Pretty good. I understand you work as a hairstylist?
I do, yeah.
Whereabouts?
In Shrewsbury, which is just one town east of Worcester.
What's the name of the place? Let's give them a plug. Come on.
It's called Artistic Hair Creations. Thank you. I played before and you plugged me last time.
That's where I would go for all of my hairstyle needs if I lived in Shrewsbury or had more hair.
Thank you.
To style.
We can still take care of you. Don't you worry.
Clean it up a little, you know, like you do when you're going
Absolutely.
Somewhere, Dan. Yeah.
All right, Kennedy. Elaine got 3 out of 5 correct.
Well done.
These are difficult.
Well, that's what I got last time.
You're consistent.
$1,000 on the line, Kennedy, for Elaine. Question number one. 7 years ago today in 2018, Creed 2 was released. Which actor plays the boxer Adonis Creed in this movie?
Michael B. Jordan.
Tied at one. Nicole Kidman says, I'm hanging in there. She navigates her split. From whom?
Keith Urban.
Tied at two. Kim Kardashian's legal drama is one of the worst reviewed TV shows ever, but it performed well enough to earn a second season.
Guys, I love it so much, I can't stop watching it.
Well, that's
it
tells
fantastic.
You how bad it is.
All press is good press.
What's the name of the show?
All's Fair.
3-2. One of this R&B singer's fans may have taken Let Me Love You way too literally during a recent show, reaching in and rubbing his crotch mid-performance. Who sings Let Me Love You?
I don't know.
Mario.
Mario.
Yeah, that was a banger. Yeah. 3-2, question number five. Scarlett Johansson will star in a new Exorcist movie. It's being touted as a fresh, bold take on the franchise. It's not a remake or a sequel, but it will supposedly take place in the same universe. Who starred as the child in the original?
Linda.
Linda.
Linda Leeson.
Linda Blair. 3-3. That was close.
Wow.
That was close, Kennedy. I saw the 3 dots from Sal getting ready to text you. So close. He was getting ready to fire off a really, wasn't he? So with a 3-3 tie, Elaine, unfortunately, Kennedy gets the win. You don't get the $1,000, but thank you for calling in to play again.
Yeah, right.
Yep.
Thank you for having me. Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving. What do you want to say to Kennedy before you head out?
I'm Elaine from Worcester, and I can't beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.